Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Kathy Schmidt with Schmidt Realty Group in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Last year, she closed 162 transactions with a total sales volume of $68 million. Her average sales price was $424,000, of which 51% were buyers and 49% were sellers. She has a 23-member team, 17 realtors, 11 are new interns, one general manager, one finance assistant, one marketing assistant, one office assistant, and two team owners. Kathy Schmidt is the team leader of the Schmidt Realty Group. She's been an agent for 23 years. In this call, Kathy talks about selling 27 homes her first year, staying positive through transition and change, her morning ritual that starts her off on the right foot, looking for three pieces of evidence that you are on the right track, her planning process using SMART goals, how she generated 76% of her closings by repeating referrals from past clients and sphere of influence, the newsletter she mails to her sphere, the electronic Schmidt report she emails to her past clients, her annual Pi Day event, the referral rewards program, focused networking and why it works, new recruit 8-week boot camp, team dynamics, compensation, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Kathy.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
Hey, Kathy. Thanks for joining us. Kathy, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
Well, I'm probably one of the few people who got into real estate without ever having sold anything other than maybe lemonade in a stand when I was about six. honestly, had no sales experience whatsoever. My background actually is accounting. I'm a CPA. So I was working in that field for many years. And I always had the idea in the back of my mind that it would be a good basis or anything that I would do in the future, potentially my own business, but I had no immediate plans. So that's what I did in terms of training. And I worked for city governments. I worked in public practice, worked for some large corporations. But my challenge was I would always get bored. I get bored easily. And setting up new systems was great, but just watching them then, be maintained didn't really do a lot for me. And then as I found, I would get, promoted, which is great if you're doing well. But then I'd be working crazy, crazy hours and not necessarily feeling that what I was doing was really making a contribution to anyone or anything. I'm sure in the big picture it was, but for me being a small cog in a big wheel, I couldn't see it. I didn't get that sense of satisfaction that I was really looking for in my work. And about the same period of time, my husband was having some health issues. He's had a heart condition for much of his life, but it was sort of at a critical point at that stage in our life. And, when that happens, you really do kind of take stock. And it's a kind of a gift in the way we look at it in terms of what we learned, really quite early on in our marriage and really quite as young people. And that is really, if you're not happy with something, change it. No one else is going to do it for you, and this is the only life we get. And that kind of gets drummed home when you're in your 20s and you leave your husband in cardiac ICU a few times. So that was the gift that we learned in all of that. And so when I realized, I'm not really enjoying working these kinds of hours for someone else without the kind of control and flexibility that I would really like to have and without that sense of satisfaction that I really, really wanted. So we decided to make the change, and I went into real estate, and my husband went back to school, and I'm happy to say his health is really good now, but he went back to school and finished his social work degree. And then when it was in the middle of getting his master's and my business was starting to take off, and I kind of reeled him in, to join me. So that's the story really of how I got into this. And I think the only other thing I would add is in terms of why real estate is, I just found it fascinating. I didn't know a lot of realtors. I hadn't been pulled into it by anybody else. But the whole idea of, this is where we spend our lives. This is, a big investment as well. everybody's story is different, and the variety of it really, really appealed to me. And honestly, Mike, I can tell you, I have never been bored. It'll be 23 years this September. I have never been bored once, maybe once or twice. I've prayed for some boredom, but I have never been bored. Every family situation is different. You know, you could have three people, you know, selling the same, almost identical townhouse, and those are going to be three different transactions. And you've got three different families with three different sets of circumstances, three different sets of buyers, and three other realtors. There's going to be a lot of variety. And I think that's what I really enjoy about it. And also the fact that it's wonderful short-term projects, too, you know. You can see the beginning and the middle and the end. And then there's the personal satisfaction. I get a whole lot more, you know, hugs in this business from my team and from my clients than I necessarily did, you know, working as an accountant. And, you know, I had great places to work, and I worked with some great people. But for me, this has just been the right fit. And I've had the privilege of working at, you know, as a realtor, as a team leader, and now as a broker owner.
When you first got started, did you have a fast start or a slow start?
Well, I didn't really know what kind of a start I was having, to be honest, because again, I had no benchmark really. You know, I just started, you know, working my sphere and basically letting people know what I was doing. And I was fortunate. I knew a fair number of people, and I had some really, really good friends and acquaintances who were very kind and supported me and went out of their way to send me business and to trust me with their own business. I remember one of my very first transactions, a friend of mine, John, as I was writing the offer, he said to me, Kathy, he says, so how many houses have you sold now? And he was really excited for me. We were writing an offer on his house. And I said, well, John, I said, that would be, you mean like including this one? And he said, yeah. And we were out for dinner writing this offer. And I said, well, I guess that would be two. And he burst out laughing, and he said, so I have time for dessert. I said, you have time for soup, salad, dessert, you know, coffee, and walk around the block a few times. This is going to take a while. So I feel very, very grateful to you know, my friends, family, acquaintances who all said, listen, we know you as a person. We trust you. We know you've got, you know, a finance and accounting background. So that makes sense to us. And we're going to just reach out and stretch ourselves and trust you and support you in this endeavor. So that really helped. So my first year I did, I think it was 27 transactions. And I didn't know if that was good, bad, you know, indifferent, till my manager called me in and said, well, congratulations, you've had a really good first year. I said, oh, really? I had no idea. You know, so I had really had no benchmark. So that was kind of cool in a way, you know. It just goes to show, if you don't know what the limit is, you know, you just go, right? And things start to happen. And since then, really, the growth is very organic. I've always focused on referrals and past clients and Sphere. So it has literally been one more branch of the tree as I, you know, help another family. And now I'm finding referrals are coming in terms of my realtors referring other realtors to our brokerage. So it's always been on that referral basis for me.
Let's move forward to today. How many homes did you sell last year?
Last year was 162, and, you know, I guess it's not a bad number, but it certainly isn't a typical number for myself and my team. I went through quite a transition in the last couple of years. I'm happy to share a bit more about that. But yeah, we did about 162 houses last year for worth about $68 million.
Would you mind sharing with us what the GCI was?
That'd be give or take $1.3 million.
You mentioned a little bit of transition. Let's give a little bit of depth for people. What was your best year, and what year was it?
That'd be 2012, and we did 271 sides that year.
Do you recall the sales volume in the GCI that year?
That'd be about $97 million volume and 1.9 GCI.
Wow, that is great. And so there was a little bit of a difference there, but you're anticipating things to come back again this year. What do you anticipate for your sales to be this year?
I've got a target of 244, and I think we're pretty strongly on track to do that. I'd love to say we're going to hit that 271 that we hit before, but next year I'd like to see us hit 300. So my goal next year will be to surpass that. But that 244 should put us pretty close to that 1.9 GCI, simply because there's been a shift in prices since 2012 here.
Let's try to dissect what happened there. So in 2012, you hit 271 transactions. Last year was down to 162. You're looking at going back up this year. What's going on? What happened to cause that change?
You know, it's interesting, isn't it? I'm so glad you used the word change. I love change. Even when it's challenging, I do tend to love change. Some people find it a drain. I find it quite energizing. But we had a lot of change all at once. And, you know, sometimes things happen at a trickle in terms of change, and sometimes it's literally everything happening at the same time. So we had our office manager of 13 years move on to doing something different with her life, and that's all good, and we're happy for her. But that was a big, big shift for us. And at the same time, we had a couple of people step out of real estate completely from our team, and we also then had a couple of people decide to, you know, spread their wings and just do something different in terms of their real estate career. And when you're running as a team of about, you know, 12 people and, you know, a couple step out of real estate completely and a couple step out to do something different in real estate and your office manager steps out and then your second full-time staff goes on maternity leave a couple weeks later, it's a great opportunity to, you have to look for the opportunity. It's a great opportunity to look at things and from scratch and say, what's working? What's not? And you know what? We now have an opportunity to say, how do we want this to look going forward? What can we do better? What can we make even stronger than it is today? So that's what we did. I sat back and said, okay, well, this change is happening. You know, I can't stop it. And, you know, what's going to be good coming out of this? How can I bring something really great out of this, not just for, you know, myself and the brokerage, but for the realtors who are already with us and for our clients? So I literally took our business apart line by line. And when I say line by line, I mean every single line on our, you know, financial statement, everything we're doing in terms of our marketing processes. Our training process was already really strong, but we really ramped that up and formalized it and layered the learning. And now it's just stellar and people are actually seeking us out because of that. Now, that might not have happened to the same degree without this transition. Similarly, some of the marketing things we're doing now that are really working well for us, we wouldn't have done if we hadn't had to maybe, you know, dig a little bit deeper and find some new things. So there's lots of good things that have come out of it. We always, I think, were good at holding our people accountable and they hold themselves accountable, but we formalize that. And what I'm seeing now from our interns coming through our training process, between that and the strengthened accountability, is I'm seeing them launch faster. I'm seeing them launch better. And I feel like I'm providing a better level of service and support to them because we did this taking apart of everything. We've also really took a good long look at our business model. And, you know, that's a challenging thing to do. You know, I mean, I'm like any other small business owner in any other business. You know, I'm pretty proud of my business and I'm pretty personally invested in it. So I'm not going to say it was an easy thing to say, well, let's look at it all and does something need to change? Or how could something change and be even stronger? But I looked at it and I said, what did I do when I built the brokerage to begin with? What did I do when I first started my team in 2001? And the answer was I sat back and said, is this a game that I would play if I was a realtor looking for a team? And then in 07, when I opened the brokerage, question was, is this a game that I would play if I was a realtor looking for a brokerage? And I sat back and I asked myself that question again and said, how can I make this even sweeter for someone in terms of, you know, joining us? How can I make it even sweeter and stronger in terms of retention? And so we really revised our business model. I think at the end of the day, what it forced me to realize is that, you know, people all are going to, at some point, step away and do something different. You know, no one's going to come and stay forever, and that's very okay. Life comes along, you know, whether it's someone getting transferred and a family member getting transferred, or any number of reasons that people can decide that maybe real estate's no longer for them or they want to do something different. So the challenge is, how do we, you know, accept that and embrace that and make that just fine and just a part of our business model. For me, that came down to having a larger team. When you're a team, like I said, you know, a dozen or so people, and, you know, you have maybe four step out for very various legitimate reasons, all of a sudden, you know, you do notice it. Of course you do. You miss the people. And from the business point of view, you notice it as well. And I didn't want to feel that again. I didn't want anyone to feel obligated ever or pressured in terms of their own production. I want realtors to be on board our brokerage and our team.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.